Now we meet members of the Czech community living in Romania for almost 200 years. In this report by Sharka Halasova.
A small community of Czechs have been living in the Banat region of southwestern Romania for almost 200 years. In many ways, the area looks like the Czech lands would have looked a century ago, with most of the work still done by hand. Alena Gece, a local school teacher, has co-authored a book for school children about the Czech minority in Romania. She told Radio Prague about how the first wave of immigration began.
Před 200 lety, skoro před 200 lety, v 1823, Jižní Banát byl velice prázdný.
About 200 years ago, in 1823, southern Banat was very unpopulated. At this time, there lived a very rich man who rented large amounts of land from the government and was in the forestry business. Of course, he needed lumberjacks and others to work the land. So he sent agents to the Czech lands to recruit workers. They were promised fertile land and free wood so that they could build their houses. They were told they would be free of debt in 10 years' time and that they could avoid army service. It was touted as the promised land for Czech peasants. Zbavení vojenské služby, to co bylo pro
české sedláky jako zaslíbená země, jo. A second migration began in the latter half of the 1820s, but after that point they steadily decreased until virtually stopping in the 1850s.
The second wave of colonization was in the year 1826. This time, the army directed the settlers to this area and established 5 other villages, the first of which was Svatá Helena.
Today, there are about 2,000 Czechs living in 6 different communities. Svatá Helena is the largest. The other villages are Gerník, Rovensko, Bigr, Ebenthal, and Šumice. Despite their small size, they have managed to avoid assimilation and keep their language and cultural uniqueness. The communities have also set up schools where Czech is taught. Veroslava Timurová, an employee for the school board in the area, explains.
Máme 7 školských ustanovizní, 7 škol počnúc.
We have 7 schools. The children start in preschool and go all the way to grade 8. We also have a secondary school. There are classes in Czech at all levels.
Od 5. až 8. máme vyučovanie českého jazyka.
Emil Flaška, a Czech-Romanian man, has 3 children who are in the local education system.
Chodí do romské školy, ale se učí češtinu, mají hodinu češtiny.
My kids go to a Romanian school, but they have an hour of Czech lessons taught by a Czech teacher. They speak the language well because we speak it at home. But I can't say which language they speak better. They probably speak both at the same level. When they're in school, they have to speak Romanian.
The Czech government and non-governmental organizations have been instrumental in giving aid to these communities. However, when a new school opened in Svatá Helena, the attendance quickly fell by half due to a rapid decline in population. Alena Gece again.
The children I teach are good students. They all pass elementary and secondary school like the kids in big cities. Some of them even go on to post-secondary schools. But very few of them come back because there's nowhere to work.
Many of the villagers feel the importance of keeping Czech traditions and passing them down to their children. The cooking and baking is traditional Czech and not Romanian. Also, many of the old Catholic traditions are still very prevalent here. Alena Gece speaks about the importance of bringing children up with a sense of tradition and belonging.
Yes, it is very important for us because in that way we strengthen our Czech identity. Of course, we teach our children our traditions. They'll only learn them from us.
Local man Emil Flaška hints as to why there is so little foreign influence here.
The traditional way of life remains in Banat because the villages are difficult to get to. Not many foreigners come here. We live high in the hills, so we are isolated. The biggest tradition is Červené svátky, when we all get together. There's a lot of cooperation between the villages in Banat.
Although some aid has been given to the communities, some still feel the Czech government could do more. The longer people are settled here, the more they become tied to their communities. Veroslava Timorova again.
We had a lot of help from the Czech government. They built us a school in the area of St. Helena. In addition, we also have two teachers from the Czech Republic. They came to us through a program which was set up by the Ministry of Education in Prague.
Although the communities have been settled for almost 200 years, their populations are steadily decreasing. Even if the rivers are full of fish and the forests full of game, the younger generations want to leave. Farming, fishing, or coal mining are sometimes the only way to survive. In addition, the aging population and the desire for a better life inspire many people to leave. In St. Helena, the 1991 population was 800. Less than a decade later, in the year 2000, it had fallen to only 500. Emil Flaška says that his community has lost less young people than others.
We can say we're lucky because we have work. So even though some young people have already left, it's still less than from other communities. It's because they can still make some money here, so only about 50 of them left.
The drop in total population shows a different story. Although there is no reliable data, estimates show that anywhere from 20% to 40% have left in the past 15 years. The first huge wave was after 1989. But even if people leave, it does not mean they do better in the Czech Republic. Many times they are treated as second-class citizens, and sometimes their families must send them money for support. Petr Lubáš explains.
In Rovensko, there are only a few people left. They all leave for the Czech Republic. They have nowhere to work, everything's closed, and when they leave, they don't return. An agrarian life is hard, and you can't make any money. Life's hard with no money. That's the problem. No work.
The future is difficult to predict for these fragile communities. Some say that Gernik has the best chance for survival because it is well populated, the land is fertile, and it is home to a small Czech-Romanian factory. The communities have not been idly standing by. They have been successful in setting up a small tourism industry among the six villages. Many people have been opening up their homes to tourists, offering meals and guided tours of the area. Alena Getche again.
We hope that we'll be able to survive here, but a lot of that depends on if people come here to open businesses, so the youth have somewhere to work. The potential is definitely here. It's just that the young leave when they're done school to work in the Czech Republic. Right now, they can't survive here.
Youth are the future of any vibrant community, and the villages in the Banat region will not have a chance for survival if they can't somehow keep them. So far, the communities are hanging on. For more information about the Banat area or the tourism it offers, go to www.banat.cz.